Okay, Mary, so you were in church up there in the front row? Tell us what happened.
It was this saying our rosary. I go, my friend Lorraine goes home, and I go home, get rid of the babysitter, and it was only about 8 o'clock. And I had my son, Carl and Chris, and Carl was all about 3 and a half, and Chris was 7 and a half. And Carl was on the bunk beds, and I was watching TV while they were sleeping. And like I said, it's only 8 o'clock. And I remember why, like yesterday, George, I was watching Kojak. That's how long ago it was. And
you're aging yourself, Mary.
I know. What can I tell you? But I'm very happy to be here.
Good.
No matter what. I'm 53, and I'm proud of it.
Oh, that's not old at all.
Right. My son, Carl, who was only 3 and a half, he was very petite. He's on the top bunk, and he sees me home, and he's looking at me through his door open, and he says, Mommy, can I come watch TV with you? I said, no, you got to stay in bed. And he says, well, then can you come and lay with me? He was really petite. So I said, oh, and I was kind of small myself. So I climb up his bunk. I said, you lay that way, and I'll lay this way, because I wanted to lay, like, feet to feet so I can see through. There was a glass mirror on my wall. I could see the TV from the end of Kojak. And so he's laying there, and he went back to sleep, and I'm watching the Kojak. And then I had my rosaries in my pocket still from church. And I was laying down, I said, oh, let me finish them. I didn't finish them. And I started finishing the rosary. And now I don't want anybody to think that, not that I would be embarrassed to say I'm a holy roller, because I wasn't. I used to go to, this was a 9-week novena I was making. I didn't walk around my rosary all the time, but I do now. And I just had it in my pocket. So I finished saying the rosary, and I was wide awake, George, totally wide awake. All of a sudden, in the midst of saying a Hail Mary, my body lifted. I was laying there, my soul, my spirit lifted from my body. My physical body stayed on the bed. And I'm laying there, it wasn't an out-of-body experience, but it was, like some people say, near death, but I wasn't dying.
And you were aware that you were floating?
I was totally aware. And my body wasn't aware. I saw myself, I could feel myself floating, I saw myself in my children's room, laying on top of, like on the ceiling, looking down at myself, still saying my prayers. I could see so I was not conscious of myself floating, but it was like I was two people. The person that was floating knew I was floating. The person down there didn't know what was going on.
Still functioning.
Still functioning. I was still saying.
Strange.
I saw her still saying the prayers. I saw the Mary, you know, wide awake.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my son, who at that time was sucking his thumb, the little one, and Chris, I couldn't see, was on the bottom bunk. And I'm floating. I was like, what's going on? And the only thing I ever heard of out of my experience is that either you were going to die, or it was like, to me it was like a near death, could it be? And if it was an out of body, am I going to float, my soul going to float right onto the Bell Parkway and like get hit by a bus? You know, all these things are in my head. I'm going, oh God, please don't make this be happening. I don't want to die tonight, because I'm going to leave my children with my corpse, two little kids. So I started saying the Hail Marys stronger and stronger. It was nothing happening. But all of a sudden, George, my children had a navy blue rug in their room. There was the floor to the rug started opening like a circle. And I'm looking down. The spirit of me is looking down at this floor opening up. And it would open wider and wider.
Like a trap, like a trap door?
Like a trap, like a trap, almost like an electric thing, you know, in the street, and like a Con Edison thing, like a big
manhole cover.
Manhole cover, right? Getting bigger and bigger, but almost like a whirlpool, getting almost taking up the whole room, and it would only go up to my children's bed, and then it would stop. And my heart was pounding, and that's what looked like hell to me. It looked like I was looking into the depths of hell, but there was no fire. All of a sudden, what comes up out of this hole is this huge cage that looks like a shark's cage. And in this cage were three, looks like apes, but they had like a unicorn's kind of a horn on top of their head. I'm telling you, it sounds like it's crazy.
This is weird.
This is really weird. And they were three beasts. They were the beasts. They were
in a cage.
In a cage. They were in a cage. They were like in a shark's cage. It was very, like, we were holding them back. And they were huge. They were massive. And they were coming out of this hole. But the gate itself, this cage, only came out about 2 feet. The rest of it was in the bottom of the hole. But I could see the whole things in there. And they were trying, they had fangs. They were like, to me, that's what the devil looked like to me. And they were trying to get my children and myself.
What do you think the purpose of the cage was, at least in your mind?
They were being held back.
Did you build that cage, maybe?
No, I don't know anything about building the cage. I didn't try to do anything. I was in a state of shock.
All right, so you weren't.
I was just like looking at a movie, saying, "What the heck is going on?"
Right.
I wasn't trying to create anything. Well, I've never had a dream like this. Was not a dream.
Well, you're lucky they were in a cage, then.
Well, absolutely. But all of a sudden, now I'm saying, "Oh my God, they're after my children," because they were closer to the kids than they were me, because I was on the ceiling, or floating like a balloon, like helium. So I'm praying, Hail Mary, full of grace, and I'm saying, please let me get back to my body. Nothing was working. Finally, I just go, okay, I'm going to go for the big guns. And I start saying the Our Father. And as soon as I did that, the hole started closing and they started going down like in an elevator. And it closed.
Were they aware of you?
Yes, they were. They were trying to get me.
They were.
They were aware of Mary that was floating above.
Yeah.
They were looking right at me.
But they were trying to get your body.
They wanted to get me as well as my whoever was in that room they wanted. But they were looking directly at me as the helium that I was floating above.
Right.
And when I finally said the Lord's Prayer, the thing closed, the hole closed. They went down, boom, and my body, I went right back into my body. Immediately, within seconds, I flew into my body. I jumped off of my child's bunk bed. I mean, jumped. I was not sleeping, because if you were sleeping, you would be a little droggy and say, wow, what a terrible dream. You can't just jump. I jumped. I could feel my body, my soul go right into my body, jumped, grabbed my children, got them out of the room, and because I believe that there was evil in there, and I started feeling the floor. And I did what every good Catholic does, go look for their big bottle of holy water. And I went into the kitchen, I found the hot, and I started sprinkling it all over the place. And I was petrified. I went in my bathroom with my phone, I made my kids go on my room and locked the door there. And I said, don't go in your room. Just don't go. I didn't tell them what I saw. I didn't want to frighten two children. But they slept on my bed. I went in my bathroom and I called my cousin. Well, my cousin's from marriage, and she was very psychic, and I told her what happened. She says, have you been praying a lot? And I said, yeah, I just came from a novena. She says, well, sometimes when you're praying to Our Lady, whoever you're praying to, or whatever your prayers are for, the more spiritual you become, and they're telling you that you have a gift, and you can see, you'll be able to see evil, good, evil, things like that, and they're telling you, they're asking you now, do you want the rest of it that's coming with it? But you want more of your gift. You have a gift. And I'm going, oh, I don't want this. I don't want this.
That part of it you didn't want.
I don't want this. And so, what it is sometimes when evil knows that you're trying so hard to be good, to be more spiritual, to be a giving parent, human being. And I was trying that by going to church. Or, like I said, that was my thing. Everybody's got their own journey. They try to pull you from that.